We consider often as we talk to each other and as men talk to each other, they speak of their better half. And of course, they're referencing their wives being that better half of the union which God has joined together. And sometimes we say that in jest, but truly, what is a woman's role in the marriage? And what is her worth and value to a man? And when you consider a good wife, what is her worth? In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1, we see that a good name is to be chosen over money and over those riches. But in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10, we see also the value of a virtuous wife. Consider, if you would, verse 10 of Proverbs chapter 21. Here the proverb writer writes, the question, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Again, the value of something physical compared to something that is beyond almost physical. The value of a wife not being something that you can put a monetary value on, but the value of rubies you sure could. A very precious stone. But it says a virtuous wife, one who is virtuous to her husband and to her family, is far above the value that any ruby could hold. And also we see there in Proverbs chapter 31 some of the things that this virtuous wife does for her family. And as you read through that chapter, you see that she gets up early to make sure that her family has food. She goes to the market and purchases materials to make clothes for her family. She buys a vineyard and plants that vineyard to provide sustenance for her family. All these things which she does, and the chapter is full of the things that this woman does that make her a virtuous wife. What it comes down to is she is a very selfless woman, and she is willing to provide for her children. She is willing to provide for her husband and willing to provide for her household. Doing all those things and giving of herself and denying herself, no doubt, the time and maybe the pleasures of this world that she would like to do that she might provide for her family. That's a virtuous wife as described here in Proverbs chapter 31. And that great value which she is to her husband. When we think of the great men, and even in a spiritual sense, those great preachers that go back many years ago, and even the great preachers of the day, and those deacons and those elders, those great spiritual leaders in the kingdom, when you look at their families, what was it, and who was it, rather, that stood behind them? Who was it that took care of their families and raised and trained their children many times? And who was it that made those men what they were? Well, part of it was that better half. Those strong spiritual women that were virtuous, that took care of their families and provided that support for their husbands so that their husbands could fulfill their role in the church and fulfill their role in the family. Those virtuous women doing their part, being upstanding and upright women, always looking and seeking to be righteous and faithful before God. That's the role of a virtuous wife. She does her part, and she is selfless in so doing. And the great value is beyond anything that we can find in this world.